With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Source of Innovation podcast, and we're here this morning with Gina from Soonhees Farm and Kitchen. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about how the business got started.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a long story, but, you know, I'll try to keep it brief. It's so my background is actually in social services. So I worked in refugee settlement for about 2.5 to 3 years prior to coming into the food industry, which I had absolutely no experience in whatsoever. And even 5 years before we started the business, my family moved onto a farm in Cambridge, New York. And so I just had all these different pieces coming together, you know, agriculture, the local food movement, and my own experience in being an educator with adults and immigrants, helping to find jobs. So I did a lot of case management, job development, career development with individuals. And so I just had these different passions coming together, and I've always wanted to start my own business since I was younger, but really I looked into like cafes and different avenues, but eventually settled on a restaurant with Korean food just because, you know, I am Korean American. I was able to hire my mother as the main chef, and with that, it just seemed like that perfect time to start a business that is built off of social entrepreneurship, and even thinking about, okay, here are these issues coming up in our world, and even just being a part of nonprofit for some time, I think I grew not just frustrated, but I wanted to come up with some newer solutions, and I felt like my place was best invested into just going into creativity and,
sure.
and with food, and just seeing how food brings people together. It has been amazing these past 9 months now. And that just drew me and propelled me into that arena.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. What went into location choice in terms of picking Troy or picking where you're at right now?
Sure. So I grew up in this area. Okay. I've always been a part of the Capital District since I was in the fourth grade. I'm a Latham girl, and so not very far from here. And I remember back in 2006, that was my first time ever stepping into downtown Troy. And I'm sure a lot of people know what shape Troy was in back then, but even then I remember I had a friend. She's like, you know, this place is great, there's all these old buildings. She was a local musician, and I fell in love with Troy in 2006. My father had started a small Korean church up the street on Hoosick, back in, gosh, that must have been 2001, early 2000s. And so I've always known of Troy, and then I started hearing about all these recent developments as I was in college and working in New York City, and I just felt like Troy had this growing population of open-minded individuals who wanted a new, fresh flavor, people who were invested into different issues, and I just knew that it was that ripe season to come into Troy.
Good. So you mentioned spending some time in the city, so what did that time down there do to kind of prepare you for being comfortable starting your own business?
Well, when I was in New York City, I moved there initially without any sort of plan. I just kind of, I moved, and I wanted to get out like a lot of young people when you're stuck in a suburb. And at that point, I was living on my parents' farm, and I just wanted to get some real life experience. So I started as a volunteer with Catholic Charities, working to teach English to adults. And I did that for a couple months before moving into a full-time position. And working in an office, even though it's very different from the food industry, it prepared me to be able to understand employees in a way. And I also managed interns and volunteers throughout my time there. And that was huge, huge, huge managerial experience. I mean, you think it's hard to retain people who get paid to be with you.
Yeah.
To retain people who don't get paid is even harder. And so I think just kind of understanding where you come from as someone who's being hired, as someone who hires now, someone as an employer, I can you know, stand up for what my employees want and kind of shape the experience according to their values and what their career goals are.
Great. What have been, Gina, some of the challenges you've had in finding good people to come work for you? I know it's always an adventure for me. So what are some of the things you've done to find the right people to come work for you?
I mean, so honestly, I started this business because I knew I wanted to hire refugees and immigrants, and as a job developer in this area, I knew that there was a population coming in. So a lot of people who, it's their first 6 months in the United States, but very desperate for a job, very eager to work. And because I had worked with clients to find job placements, I already had this pool, this network of communities to hire from. And so, honestly, I haven't had much trouble finding any good talent, like finding great talent. And everyone who's worked for me, even though there are challenges like, you know, being new to the country and having limited English, I find that it's overshadowed by this amazing work ethic of just wanting to be there, great attitudes, and people who are willing to go that extra mile and take on jobs that other people aren't necessarily quite fond of. And so you have people from all over the place. Mainly we work with Burmese and Afghan refugees, but they come with varied experiences, varied English levels and education levels, but everyone has that equal vigor to start working.
Great. Shifting a little bit to the restaurant itself, you've got quite an array of delicious sounding stuff. So do you have any particular favorites or maybe one or two things that you like to say that a lot of people really enjoy when they come to your restaurant?
Sure. I have a lot of people who ask me that question when they come in. And our menu is already very simplified compared to other Korean restaurants. We have pages and pages of different things. But we narrowed it down to some of the most authentic dishes. And the bibimbap is definitely the most popular one just because it has a lot of vegetables. When I want something fresh, crisp, clean, that's the one that I go to. Now, when it comes to my personal favorites on the menu, the first one is definitely the soft tofu stew with kimchi. Mm-hmm. Now, that one's, it's like, it comes in a hot stone bowl, it's bubbling. I don't care if it's 90 degrees out or, you know, 20 degrees out, I'll still have that thing, and it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it looks, I'll go into my radio voice. Extra soft tofu, garlic, green squash, onion, scallion, and choice of kimchi or seafood. Sounds awesome, especially when I say it, but anyhow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you should come work for me then.
So where can we find you in Troy? Where's your location, and what's the best place to park if we were to come to your restaurant?
Sure. We're located right on 95 Ferry Street. It's okay. On Ferry between 4th Street and 5th Avenue. We're fortunate enough to have a parking lot right across the street. You'll see a sign that says parking for Sunnies. That's about 5 spots, but there's ample street parking all along there. Even if you just go up the hill, there's the Graduate Health City Station, which has a free parking lot for up to 2 hours. So parking is not as bad as people think, especially because we're on the fringes of downtown Troy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think parking down here isn't too bad either. You just got to let people know where the convenient spot. So if you want to see their menu, sunnies.com, sunhees.com, you can see their starters, rice bowls, a little gallery of the different items available. Online ordering, too. Do you do delivery?
Yeah. We do online ordering. Delivery, we haven't tapped into just yet. We do offer catering if you message us through our website.
Terrific. What were some of your, you mentioned how important family and helping others is. What were maybe in school, maybe some things you read or certain teachers that were also inspirations to you wanting to do good things?
Sure. So I went to Boston College with and I graduated with a degree in international studies, a concentration in ethics and social justice. Extremely broad discipline. I touched into like sociology, history. But I remember some of my most memorable classes were going over, I even took a graduate course on refugees and humanitarian crises. So that was obviously quite relevant to what I'm to the field that I went into and some of the work that we're doing today. But I think understanding people's histories and where they come from is really key in getting to know them in their present state and the direction that we're going in. And like ultimately, just having that open mind and being able to work with different populations.
Terrific. I always like asking the question, and I'll frame it a little differently this time. Sure. So in the Ferry Street area, what other businesses would you like to see come in that you think could be kind of be good partners, good collaborators, or even just be a good service that might be?
Sure. Oh, my gosh. Man, I would love to see more ethnic restaurants coming into Troy. It could be Korean, it could be Chinese, it could be Moroccan, which we have coming into River Street as well very shortly. But I think just having that ethnic diversity of different flavors and foods, and for me, every day I'm learning more and more about this power of food, of what food can do to draw people together. And it's unbelievable. It's a communicator. You can share your culture with it. You can... You can bring up topics without being offensive through food, and just like sneak in whatever is on your agenda. Is with food, everything becomes okay.
Exactly. Again, this is a Source of Innovation podcast. We're talking with Gina from Sunny's Farm and Kitchen in Troy, 95 Ferry Street.
Correct.
And their website is sunhees.com. You can order online. You can visit their restaurant. What days you open?
Oh, yeah, we're open every day except for Sunday, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then until 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Terrific. What advice would you give someone, you mentioned, you know, wanting more restaurants to be in the area. What might be, you know, two pieces of advice you'd give to somebody that wants to get started on opening a restaurant here in Troy?
Sure. Oh, God. I would have to say one of, first of all, I think it's great to have creative ideas and new innovative projects, but you really have to get down to the basics of being financially viable.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we forget about that piece. And what was really integral for me is sitting down with a consultant and, really a counselor, and going through cash flow charts and things that I honestly don't like to do. Like a lot of big picture people, we don't want to deal with that, but it's extremely necessary. And you're preparing almost for like worst case scenario. So what if you expect 50 people coming through your door in a day, but what if you only have 10? What will you do, and how are you going to compensate? You have to be flexible to be able to change according to what's working and what's not. And so I think that goes into the second piece, where you got to be prepared to sacrifice things. You have to be prepared to make very difficult calls. And I've had to do that with staffing, even with like choosing where we're going to source certain things. And it's not always easy.
This question throws some people off. You were here for this when I asked it last time, but I always like to give a warning to people I'm enjoying talking to. But when Manhattan floods, what businesses do you think will move out of the city to here?
When Manhattan floods.
What do you think will come up here from the city that we don't have already?
That we don't have already. When Manhattan floods. No. All of Manhattan.
All of Manhattan. It's going to be underwater. That's my prediction.
Well, then I think of all the businesses that are on the bottom floors, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think of all the basement restaurants and all the dive bars. Even just, I have a favorite Japanese restaurant called Decibel, and the whole theme around it is being a half basement, like underground, grungy kind of place. And I would love to see something like that in Troy. And I think, I mean, it's about people who will stay afloat, and people who are willing to move too. And I think we'll have a lot of immigrants floating into Troy as well.
Coming to Troy, Decibel. we'll give them a call and find them some real estate. I've got one more question for you, and then I like to wrap up the podcast, kind of giving you a 1 minute spot to talk about, you know, whatever you want with your restaurant. What have you found to be the most interesting part of having a business in Troy? I love it here now. You know, I have an office here a couple of days a week. But what have you enjoyed most about having a business here locally?
What do I enjoy most? This is something, a common theme that, and a thread that has been going through our restaurant. But even with food, I've had this wonderful privilege of sharing stories through our food, sharing stories of my staff, of my family, of myself, of immigrants and individuals. And I was just so blown away by the response that I've gotten from the community here. It's almost like people, even with Korean food, I get people who come in who'll be like, oh, do you have pizza? Or like, I don't know what you have. Like, right. General sells chicken, but I appreciate all of that because, like, what made you come in?
Right.
So obviously there was a level of, I feel like Troy has this air of curiosity, mm-hmm. which makes us a great part of the Tech Valley because people are willing to learn. If you have this will, you could go anywhere with it. This spark of creativity, you know, suitable for a Troy Innovation Garage, but just wanting to know more, even though maybe we don't know, even though there isn't as much exposure as the city, there's this level of this dire, desperate, you know, need to learn more and want to venture out into, you know, unknown and uncharted territories. And I was blown away by that. Just people, most people who come into our restaurant are not Korean, mm-hmm. and there's a certain pride to that. I feel very welcomed. Even my family, we've never experienced this kind of warmth and sense of community in a long time.
Terrific. So we'd like to wrap up with kind of giving you a minute to tell us just kind of a recap of who you are and where your restaurant is. So I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. So we're Sunny Swarma Kitchen. It's a family-operated business. My family has had an integral part in everything from start and up until now. The food is extremely authentic. We connect to our farm in Cambridge, New York, which is just 40 minutes away, and we try to source locally as much as possible, and we're going to that direction where we can directly connect with the farm at all times. But with that, with agriculture and with our food, great, healthy, affordable, it's cafe-style restaurant, so you order at the front and then sit down.
Oh, great.
Lastly, the main piece is really the people that we hire, work with. We're really looking for creative ways to tie in social services into our restaurant, whatever that means. And we're still being shaped, but I love the fact that I get feedback from the community and anyone who wants to add more and has ideas for us, like, we're totally open to it. But we're looking to even do things like offer English classes right in our space or not just hire people, but really provide that one-on-one career development services that I personally have experience in. So I'd love to grow in that arena, and how can we be a sustainable business, but also tie in these different factors along every level. So we love Troy, we love our community, the whole capital region, and we're extremely honored to be a part of it.
Great. So again, we've been speaking with Gina from Sunny's Farm and Kitchen, 95 Ferry Street in Troy, open Monday through Saturday. This has been the Source of Innovation podcast, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.